A succession of storm systems will likely be marching through the Midwest as we go through the rest of this week and into the weekend. These storm systems will all have a winter-like nature to them, so we'll see some more snow and perhaps some freezing rain, sleet and snow, as well as some rain all mixed together, especially as we get to the end of this week and into the weekend as the largest of the storm systems begins to bear down on the region. Well, the first disturbance that's going to impact the area is going to come into the area today. It's going to come from Iowa and portions of the Dakotas, and we're already seeing that here during the early part of this day, and as we go through the middle of the day, we'll likely see the precipitation more widespread from portions of southern South Dakota and southern portions of Minnesota through Iowa and northern Missouri into the heart of the Midwest, and we'll likely see some light accumulations of snowfall occurring during this period of time. I don't think anybody's going to see heavy amounts, but anywhere from 1 to 4 inches may occur, and a few exceptions may be to that rule, some locally greater amounts. The system will likely push on into the eastern portions of the Midwest. This will occur mostly tonight into tomorrow morning, and we'll expect it to diminish quite a bit as it does reach the eastern parts of the region. A dusting to an inch or two of snow is about all that will be expected in parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. A cold surface high pressure center will settle into the region right behind this event. That cold high pressure system will give us yet another round of bitter cold temperatures for the region. Perhaps we won't be quite as cold as we've been over the recent past days where we've seen negative teens occur across parts of the lower Midwest, but we will still see positive negative single digit readings in quite a few areas. And we still have quite a bit of snow on the ground, so most likely we're not going to have to worry too much about a winter kill potential. But certainly it's cold enough in some areas to raise some concern about the overall condition of crops, and we've seen enough cold weather this year that perhaps we've lost a little bit more wheat, and we just don't know it yet. We'll have to wait and see. As the high pressure system moves to the east, it will likely start to pump moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and bring warmer air northward as well. The combination of warm, moist air moving over the top of a cold air mass that will be in place across the Midwest is the perfect setup for a significant precipitation event. We'll likely see this get underway as we go from Saturday into Sunday. It will likely generate rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow from Kansas and parts of southern Nebraska down into Oklahoma, and from there eastward, reaching into Ohio and parts of Indiana and Kentucky by the time we get to late Sunday. And most likely, this system will be followed by another low-pressure center that is likely to form in the southern plains. This will take place as we move from Sunday into Monday. And on Monday into Tuesday, we'll see the most significant precipitation across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, and that's when we'll see some more opportunity for flooding rain near and south of the Ohio River, while a band of snow and freezing rain occurs to the north, creating some hazardous travel conditions and more stress for livestock across the region. Some of the wheat in low-lying areas could become flooded and may end up suffocating from the very wet conditions. That's also a risk for the region. Out a little bit further to the west in hard red winter wheat country, we'll likely see a significant amount of snowfall. It will help to moisten the ground up when that snow melts. In the meantime, it might add a little protection to some of the wheat crop against cold temperatures. The lowest temperatures we're expecting to see across the Midwest will likely occur Friday morning. At that time, we'll see the lowest temperatures dropping down into the negatives and positive single-digit readings across a big part of the region. We'll also expect to see some negative teens in the far northern portions of the region. Prior to that, the temperatures will gradually cool down a little bit. We'll expect to see some of the afternoon temperatures as we move through the rest of this week cooling down into the range of the single digits and teens by the time we get to the end of the work week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.